Welcome, everyone, to the NFL Pick'em versus the Spread Show. I'm Cab Manning from the Lingus Mafia, at Lingus Mafia on Twitter, joined by the dying on his deathbed, Mr. Billy Body.
No, I walked today. I'm good.
All right. There we go.
I walked from upstairs to downstairs.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ, that's a sad state when that's like the fucking, you know, look how good I am. I walked on my fucking stairs.
I mean, I've been driving to a COVID hub, but yeah. I've been rolling into my slippers, like rolling out of the bed. God. And, you know, like you fucking, you come on, swing your legs down, like that kind of thing. It's like, come on, swing your legs over.
Wow.
Get into your, that kind of thing. So I've been just in a mental war to just get my legs out of the bed and put my slippers on, but that's just been to like drive down to the COVID hub. Like some of these people have been fucking seeing me a couple of times. I've been there four times.
Uh-huh.
A couple of so bad. I didn't even fucking shower. I never like don't shower when I go and see like medical people.
Mm-hmm.
I was just fucked. I just couldn't think about hygiene or anything. I was just like trying to live through these like this last week.
Jeez.
I mean, you still don't sound good.
I mean, you sound like you've gone 12 rounds.
It's been, yeah, that's kind of how it has been.
Yeah, you just seem fucking worn out. That's why, like, this week I'm like, so, do you want to do that show or you just want me to hit it by myself? Because, you know, I mean, I get it. You're fucking dying. Who the fuck wants to do a fucking show?
No, I wanted to face because, like, I just wanted to fucking speak out against some of the fucking people who decided to leave my Patreon at the start of this month. It's like, I took a fucking week off, right?
Yeah.
People, I still carried on making the picks. I didn't put descriptions or anything like that, but I still continued to do my Premier League and my NBA. We had one losing day in the NBA. Like, I've landed props for people every single day since the season started. So we lost on the opening night, but since then they've had winning plays, be it against the spread, props, everything like that. 11 winning weeks in the NFL. But like, people actually decided to leave. It's been a little bit difficult in soccer because we got some like really fucking knackered soccer players at the moment because of the schedule that they played. Because
mm-hmm.
The last season got delayed. They've had to finish it really quick. And instead of taking 2 months off, they ended up having 3 weeks off and started the new season.
Yeah.
Well, as we're getting to like Christmas, it's starting to tell on people, and these games are having a really low amount of goals, low attacking. It's been like some games are played at walking pace. It's been really shitty, and it's been really difficult to like gamble on. So we have taken like more losses than usual in that sport over the last couple of weeks, but we've still got 11 weeks, winning weeks in the NFL so far this season. We're a 15-2 boxing run, started winning every single day in the NBA. But these fucks, they just decided lack of description, hasn't been the usual amount of winning on football. But the fact is, it's like I carried you people throughout this entire year. I don't know what was going on with your jobs, but I'm the fucking one throughout the whole of 2020 that supplied you with fucking extra income. I fucking paid for your stupid kids' Christmas presents or whatever. I'm the one with the bets that I continue to give you every single future. 82% of the futures have landed. We've landed nearly every single bet but one so far with the NFL futures. I mean, the Detroit win total, the Indianapolis win total was the only one that we didn't win. So you're looking at Bengals win totals, Packers wins totals, the Detroit wins totals. I mean, I don't even want to go through every single one. We have 15 units, which is like £1,500, which is $2,300 in the Champions League alone. A 19-3 lock run, all of this at the start of the month. I mean, you've just been hitting every single thing. And because the league goes cold, not me, the league goes cold, I apply the same algorithm, statistics, research, tactical analysis on every single thing. I didn't forget what I was fucking doing. I'll never forget what I'm doing because I've been doing this for 92 fucking months. And for 91 months in a row, we've made a profit. So I started this company 91 months ago, and for 91 months in a row, I made a fucking profit. I didn't forget what I was doing. What happened was is that a couple of players got absolutely fucking tired from a ridiculous schedule and a few results didn't go our way. Still made money in every single sport around it. So if you're leaving this service, I don't wish you luck elsewhere. I wish you fucking bankruptcy. And I hope you lose every bit of money that I've made you and you come back here. And the new rule from now on is if you decide to enter into this enter this service and leave without telling me why you're leaving this service, be it a case of I've got to pay for this, I've got to pay for that, my financial system situation's changed, I've had people telling me they're giving up gambling for a bit, that's all good. I don't care whatever your bullshit reason is, at least give me one. But if you leave without telling me one and I see your name signing back up because you went somewhere else and started losing money, you can go fuck yourself. I will delete you immediately. You won't be coming back. And that's the main reason why I wanted to come on and do the show today, because I'm so disgusted by seeing these 25, 30 people decide to leave. Look, it doesn't affect me financially. I still have another 120 people because I'm the best at fucking does this, not just like on gambling Twitter or on these podcasts or on a sports gambling podcast. I'm the best in the fucking world across every single sport. When you look at somebody that does NBA, NFL, soccer, tennis, boxing, and the numbers that I do, I'm the best in the whole fucking world at giving you a profit every single month for 91 months in a row. So go fuck yourself wherever you've gone, whatever other service you're trying to do, whether you're trying to be a little hero yourself, because that really worked out so good for you. That's why you signed up for my service in the first place. But now you've made your little profit for like 9, 10, 11 months and you decided that, oh, all of a sudden this guy lost it. This guy got COVID and he didn't know what he was doing for a couple of weeks. That's fucking bullshit, because we won the Premier League today, immediately. Sometimes you just need to reevaluate situations and look at how things are evolving. And as for everything that's going on with the NFL, yeah, me and Cav started 4 winning weeks in a row. And we've now got 11 so far this season. That's a fucking unbelievable season. Just because we didn't main week number 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 weeks in a row, and just because we didn't have a 100% lot record throughout the season, doesn't make this a bad season. This is a fucking great season. For me to be sitting here delivering 11 winning weeks, plus what's our fucking lot records? I'm pretty sure that I've hit my lock again last week and I'm on 11-5.
Yeah, last week was good too. Let me see. You had the one that was lost was the Arizona in San Francisco.
Secondary.
Yeah. And then let's see, where was your other one? The other one was New Orleans by a million.
Yeah. Of course.
That was first.
I switched it up as well, didn't I, as I was talking about it. And I was saying, if you remember me saying, I went, actually, like, you know, I can see a way at least Arizona can lose this game, mm-hmm. because the whole divisional aspect of it. I mean, I don't even think the fucking 49ers really even tried that hard. I just think Arizona were just so fucking bad.
Well, the one I fucked up was Cleveland, because then it turns out, which I don't fucking know ahead of time, that all the receivers are out.
I didn't play that as a lock, though. That's the thing. We never made it as an play. We have to do the show so early that I actually didn't end up putting the play out, because you picked at 9 and ended up going off at like 7. And even that wasn't a great line because of the fucking receivers. It's always going to make it difficult to put our points.
But my long shot one, you see that one? I said, I don't know why this is the favorite, the other side. I'm taking the fucking underdogs here. And I said, take it with no points. And that was Dallas over fucking Philly. And I nailed that shit. So,
and that's the only futures we looked like we were going to lose was that I had a parlay pending from the very start of the season, when it was just like a real simple one. It was like Dallas and Kansas City to win their divisions. And through the course of the season, I've taken like a long shot bet on the Giants. So if the Eagles beat the Redskins somehow on Sunday, mm-hmm. then I am going the Giants, or I'm going to cash the postseason parlay, which isn't obviously 4-1. It's like around about even money, because it's just Kansas-Dallas parlay, and they were both favorites to win their divisions in the first place anyway. But all of a sudden, that is back in play, because Dallas can actually win the division on Sunday. New York would be my preference, like New York winning it. But as long as it's Dallas and New York, what I need in order for that to happen is for the Eagles to beat the Redskins. But I'm not going to be dumb about it. I'm obviously going to have a tiny bit of money on the Redskins. Well, I keep calling them the Redskins, on the football team to win, so that we're fully covered, and we're making money from our last open future on the weekend. So, I mean, it's a fucking good season. Like I know that I'm 11-5 of my locks for the season. You're 10-6, but you're also 10-6 for your secondaries, and I'm 9-7 for my secondaries because my secondaries been as good. And overall, that puts us, I think, bang on the same number, right? Puts us on 20 and what does that add up to, Cav?
What was the number?
How many weeks into the season are we? 16.
Yeah, this is the last one. 17 weeks.
What's that noise in the background? Is that the music, our background?
Yeah,
music?
I think that's our background. Here you go. Yeah.
Oh, you've changed that.
Yeah, well, it finished the other one, so we went on to the other one. Tell everybody where they can go to get your fucking picks, by the way.
Hold on. I'm in the midst of, like, working something out here. You can get all of my picks over at lockbetting.com. That's where you can find all of the picks that I give out, all of our official picks that we give out on Sunday. And that'll be my NBA picks, my NBA props that we give out every single day, all of my soccer, my 15-2 boxing run, the tennis is coming back. And that's another thing that people don't get. I do this NFL show with you. I do the soccer show. Like, I'm like the head soccer correspondent over at the Sports Gambling Podcast. I have my own soccer channel as well. Tennis and boxing are the two sports I make the most money in. Tennis and boxing are the two sports I've always made the most money in over the last 4 or 5 years. It's because individual sports are just have so much less margin for error than the team sports. I just find that with the boxing especially, a lot of the big fights do have a tendency to go to points. I mean, obviously you can't just blindly pick points in every situation, but there are so many situations where you can, and they're always at favorable odds of like plus money, you know, plus 140, plus 120, something like that. So that's where we ended up picking up most of the money. And with this tennis season coming up now, which is going to run all the way through till next November, that's going to be a good cash cow for us as well, especially with the Grand Slams starting as well. So you don't want to be missing out on tennis. You don't want to be missing out on boxing over at lockbetting.com. And they're going to be key, especially going to fill the gap of this football season going to be ending in about, what, 4 weeks now? 5 weeks?
Yeah, just about that. It's like first week of February is the end. So this month, that's it.
See, that's a sad thing for you, right?
Yeah, I actually have on my paper, I have a binder for every week, right, with our picks. And by 17, I drew a sad face. I'm like, I hate it. I fucking hate when it's gone. It fucking hurts. I'm like, oh my God. And I try to think, I go, I will go through an entire summer all the way until fucking fall before we get football again. This is fucking awful, you know.
Well, that's the thing. Like, so I mean, for me, as we're coming like to the end of it, so I'm on 20-12. You're on 20-12. My locks are 11-5. Your lock is at 10-6, and your secondary, but is also at 10-6 though. Mm-hmm. And my secondary is at 9-7. So we're both exactly at that 20-12.
That's pretty good.
Which I'm looking at that and thinking, you know, I sort of want it done. Like I want it done because the hard work has all been done. Mm-hmm. And I don't want it to be, I don't want to fuck this up now in the postseason at all. So for me, it's just a nervous kind of 4 or 5 weeks now where we are having a winning season. We're having 11 winning weeks already. We're looking at the final week of the regular season. The lot record is going to be positive no matter what, even if we blow every pick. So, but I don't want to do that. I want to like finish out as strong as possible and just draw a line under it. So for me, it's not a case of like, you know, just enjoying the football and whatever. It's a case of ending the, what do you guys say, 2020 or do you say 2021? Because it finishes in 2021.
Yeah, I mean, it's the 2020 season, they say.
Yeah, we say differently. Yeah, we say 2021.
Yeah, they do that with basketball more.
Right.
Yeah. But like when everybody says the 86 Giants, the 85 Bears, you don't say the 85, 86 Bears, shit like that. Because it's like whole thing's over except for 1 month. So, you know, that's all. Let's get to... Let's get to all the picks here. They're going to be out of order because I wrote them all down before, you know, schedules changed and all that kind of shit with clinches. And they rearranged the schedule so one team doesn't sit down and watch another team, shit like that. And I got the scenarios for you for playoffs, who's got to win, everything like that. So we'll go through that. The first one on the list I have is Green Bay and Chicago. Now, Green Bay can't just sit down people because they still can lose home field. Green Bay needs to clinch a first round bye by winning or having Seattle lose. Because New Orleans can get a first round bye by winning, having Green Bay lose, and Seattle win, which is more of a scenario, Seattle win because they're playing the 49ers.
But Chicago can go through to the playoffs with by losing.
Yes, as long as Arizona loses. Now,
Arizona will lose.
I think Arizona will win. However, the only reason I'm waiting for this, and I don't know yet, is Kyler Murray playing or not? I keep seeing that it is. They're waiting. If he's playing, they win. They have the Rams have the AFFL quarterback playing. They're not going to fucking win the game. But if there's two fucking jobbers playing, I will then go with the Rams.
Hold on. So the Rams.
Goff isn't playing. He broke his thumb.
And that's it now. That was done.
He had surgery already. So he's not playing. He said he'll play in the playoffs. And I'm like, you got surgery this week. You're going to play a fucking week later? So, yeah, he's not playing. So I'm like, Arizona's going to win this fucking game if Murray's playing. They say Murray has a lower leg thing. So they're questionable of him playing. I think they make him play because they need to fucking win to get in. And I think Green Bay will fucking beat the piss out of the fucking Bears.
I'm surprised Goff's not just fucking putting the, putting a splint on and just playing.
Yeah, but I mean, it's your throwing thumb and you're holding the ball. That's fucking rough. I don't know how you function at all with your thumb. I can understand like your middle finger, something like that even. But your thumb, it's the only one supporting. You can't even like swap it with another finger to help yourself out.
Yeah, I mean, I've been out of the loop with this. I mean, last week I was watching that game because I needed Seattle to clinch the division for us. So that was like a big play that we had pending. We had two units on Seattle to win the West, and we took them as underdogs as well. We took them as when they started to fall apart and people were starting to say, oh, the Rams are really good and Seattle are falling apart. It was when the Rams beat the when the Rams went and won in the Bucks, mm-hmm. right? And Seattle became underdogs to win the division. And I just felt like looking ahead at the schedule that if Seattle could get to that game against the Rams and beat them, then that would be that you're getting really, really good odds here on Seattle as an underdog, because essentially the schedule of Seattle is much easier and you're getting them here at this underdog price just to win one game at home against the Rams. Mm-hmm. And even last week, like Seattle were only like 1 point favorites to win that game, weren't they? Last week.
Let me look. We had it for Seattle. What? Yeah, 1 point. Yeah, 1 point. And I jumped on that one quickly too, and I got that one.
I would have done 100% if I hadn't already had the futures pick in there. But that's the thing. Like the futures have just been fucking so good. Like we see a future. We look ahead, look at a schedule, work out, you know, four or five results here. The only future, and I'll hold my hand up and say, which we got completely wrong, was the 0-16
Oh, guess. Yeah.
was that that was pretty fucking, I mean, who saw that coming?
We wanted to do the 0-16 and 16-0 for what? Like it was fucking 12 fucking, what was the, it was 12-1, some crazy shit where it was like, yeah, it was worth it to put down $20.
What I gave out to members was I ended up packing it all. I ended up doing it differently. I ended up giving them Washington to win the East with the Jets to go 0-16. Mm-hmm. But then a lot of guys did tell me that they couldn't combine, they couldn't play that particular combination anyway. Mm-hmm. So that I don't think anybody really lost on that. I think it was something that we could only get in the UK. For some reason, in the US, they weren't allowing parlays with the 0-16. Because I think at one point everybody just felt like that 0-16 was certain as soon as the Raiders beat them, but it didn't fucking end up being that way at all. Like these fucking idiots carried on and won two games, so they really just gave away their draft pick to the Jags, who did their job. They just fucking lay down and bent over and fucking let Chicago play themselves into the fucking playoffs. I can't fucking believe that Chicago might make the playoffs.
You know. Them handing the offense, the duties over to the new guy, Lazor, who's the offensive coordinator now, where it was Nagy, the amount of points they have scored now, and granted, they have played trash teams, but when they were playing trash before, they didn't score fucking 40 points. They fucking scored 14 at the worst. And now...
games in a row, like they didn't, they definitely lost to some trash teams in that run.
Yeah, and then there was, they said, this is the best stat ever. For four games in a row, they have scored over 30 points. The last time they scored over 30 points, four games in a row, you want to guess what year it was?
85?
65.
Oh, fucking hell, they didn't even do it in 85.
No, not four games in a row. It's like, Jesus Christ, they don't, I mean, they've never been a scoring fucking team, pretty much. But I'm like, holy Christ. So this coordinator's doing things that suit the team, which I think then they'll be able to put up some points on the Packers at least and not get, you know, completely butt-fucked like last time. But Rodgers fucking, they played a clip of him this week saying, where do you like to play them best? And he says he loves to play in Soldier Field, which people get, you know, offended by it, where I'm like, listen, he's not saying, oh, it's because I butt-fucked him there. He started going through, I like history, that's a fucking rich history, the crowd, you know, it's a rivalry. So you enjoy doing that, of course. And plus, listen, he wins all the time there. He's, his record, he has 5 losses against the Bears, ever. It's fucking like 25-5, something fucking insane. So I think this was it 5 points or 4 points favored by Green Bay?
You know, I haven't looked.
I'll look right now. I'll look for you. All right. And if it is that, I will stay. I would say take the Packers for this. They need to win. It is 6 points. And you know what? Less than a touchdown? I'm taking that. I'll take Green Bay on that one.
Jesus Christ, Alabama are killing Notre Dame.
You know what? I took Notre Dame. I teased and I got them to 24.5. And I'm still fucking having problems. I need that, and I need Clemson to win by one for a parlay. But it looks like I'm gonna fuck myself. The same way as I had a great parlay, and all I needed was the Browns to beat the Jets. Fuck that up again. You good with Green Bay on this one? By more than 6?
This is a weird order because this game's on the late slate. But yeah,
they changed it up by the time I did all this because that's the implication. So they put them later. Miami.
But I think they'll win by 4.
Here's the weird thing. I'm not even going to do the guessing thing because I got it in front of me. And I think we'll talk more about implications and that kind of stuff. Miami needs to fucking win, and Buffalo does not. The problem here is it's hard to fucking know how long are they going to sit everyone? Are they not going to sit everyone? I am thinking they play everyone and keep being hot, that being Buffalo. Well, and they stay hot.
They need to get number 2 though.
Let's see. I got it in front of me. Let's go AFC. Tennessee. That's Tennessee clinching. Miami gets a playoff by, they got to win or have Baltimore lose or Cleveland lose or Indianapolis lose. It's one of those things for them.
Indianapolis are going to be the ones here.
No, they got to try to get in the playoffs.
Who?
Indianapolis.
Exactly. That's what I mean. I think they could be the ones that.
I got you.
Buffalo don't win this game, then Indianapolis are going to be the ones that are gone.
Let's see here. Where is it? Baltimore.
Buffalo is sitting people because they need to confirm themselves as the 2 seed.
Yeah, Buffalo is. They're the champions of that division. It just has Indy needs to get a playoff berth by winning and Baltimore losing, or Cleveland losing, or Miami losing. So they do need help. Indianapolis needs help to even get in the fucking playoffs.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm saying to you the reason why Buffalo will still try and win this game is because they need to seal the number 2 seat to get the home field for 2 games in the playoffs.
Well, Pittsburgh is so, but Pittsburgh's sitting everybody.
Yeah. And I don't understand that, but yeah, I know. I can see that they're doing that from the spread alone.
Yeah.
What's the reason for that?
I don't think they could change their spot in the order. I think Buffalo is number 2 no matter what as well. And that's the thing here. I don't think by either of them losing or one losing and one winning, it would matter in the standings. I think that's why it's set up. Because Pittsburgh kept fucking losing so fucking much. They got their title, and it was going to come down to next week if they didn't win last week and with fucking Cleveland.
They've got the same records. They're both 12-3.
It would be like a problem with the division or something like AFC. But that does make sense. If they're both fucking same and one wins and one loses, then they should be fucking. I don't know why that would be.
It's not. That's what I mean. Buffalo Bills need to win to be 13-3. Then Pittsburgh can only go level with them. But if Bills lose, Pittsburgh can get the number 2. Maybe the Bills are not going to lose. I mean, is that the reason they're sitting everybody?
I can't imagine that is because I mean Buffalo's playing a team who's dying to get in. Let me type it in here. Let's see.
The facts are they're both 12-3, so they're level now. Pittsburgh have the Bills have the advantage because they beat Pittsburgh. Then they beat them in the head to head, right?
Yeah.
But if Steelers have a better record, which means they'll then beating the Browns and Miami beating the Bills, then Steelers would be number 2.
Well,
but for some reason, they're approaching this game with the mentality that the Bills can't lose to the Dolphins, which is fucking stupid.
Yeah, it says actually here, there's still something to play for, the second seat. So that is odd that Pittsburgh's like, fuck everyone. That's fucking bizarre that Pittsburgh would just say, fuck it. Because Pittsburgh will lose without fucking Roethlisberger playing.
Right, and they have the opportunity also to knock the Browns out of the playoffs.
No shit.
Get themselves a number 2 seeding. So I don't understand what they're doing here. And I know that's what they are doing because the line is 9 and the Browns aren't going to be 9-point favorites to beat the Steelers in any fucking planet unless the Steelers are sitting everybody. But I just don't know why they're doing it. And I've been trying to find something to read, for 20, 25 minutes before we started the show, because that was the one that stood out, because obviously the main things we want to talk about here are playoff positions. Mm-hmm. And when you begin from the top, you got Kansas City number 1, Bills 2, Steelers 3. The Bills Steelers have the same record. Tiebreaker goes to the Bills.
Because they beat them, yeah.
Yeah, but Steelers still have the opportunity to take them.
Sure.
If they beat the Browns and Miami beat the Bills, which is possible because Miami desperately need to beat the Bills in order to get into the playoffs. But
Yeah, that makes no sense at all why Pittsburgh would do this, but okay. That's why I figured it was fucking done with. So Buffalo does need to play. So, and they're only minus three here. I think Buffalo keeps this rolling. They're at home. They got to keep going. Miami's desperate, but Buffalo's winning.
Well, I mean, if you're Pittsburgh, Bills are the fucking lock of the day. I mean, because that's the mentality they're approaching this weekend with.
Yeah, like there's no chance.
But it's just very odd. It's like fucking Miami and the Bills. It's not Miami. It's not Bills and the Jets in Buffalo. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's not,
yeah.
I can understand it here, but Miami have played hard all season, and then they need to win as well. I don't know. It's fucking weird.
That is very weird.
I've not been able to get my head around it. I mean, there is no reason in terms of no mathematical reason, because both teams have the same record, and the Steelers can leapfrog this team. Maybe just the number two is just not that important to them. I don't know why. Maybe they have. I mean, they've not been particularly great. Well, I mean, normally they are better though. Like the Steelers, like no, maybe not. So maybe it's not been dramatic this season. Mm-hmm. But when you look year in year out, the Steelers have a good home ground. Like, I mean, they have a good home advantage. They have a good home record.
Yeah. And going into that Steeler game, now Cleveland still not in the fucking playoffs. If they win, they're in. Or if Indy loses, they're in. And then you get the goofy shit where it's Tennessee losing, plus Miami winning, winning or tying, plus Baltimore winning or tying. And then you got all those tie fucking weird deals. And Cleveland right now is favored by 9.5, by just 9, actually. And that's because we know Rudolph is playing, and I'm sure multiple fucking superstars of Pittsburgh will be out. So, but do you think they win by at least 10? I think it's still tight.
I think when you've taken this decision to sit people, like, I don't see how you compete in this game. But then, you know, who's back for the Browns? Like, how many of those receivers are back that they didn't have last week? All of them.
I believe all of them.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I haven't heard that. Oh, they're out all again. The points wouldn't be that high if that was the case. It'd be almost a pick 'em, I think, at that fucking point.
I don't think so. Not if Steelers have taken this decision. I think this number still gets covered. I mean, it's not something I want to bet on.
Baltimore needing to win and needing some help to get in. They're going against Cincinnati. And they, let's see what exactly they need to have done. They need, if Baltimore wins, when they get in. Or if Cleveland loses, Indy loses, and then it's into the tie stuff. So they control their own destiny. And they're playing Cincinnati, and you know what? They're getting hot at the end, which is a scary thing. They're favored, though, by 13. I don't think they cover 13. I think Cincinnati is one of those pesky motherfuckers and looking to spoil and throwing it all out there. Last week, fuck everyone. And at least keeping it within 13 fucking points. They could be up by 14 and then that last fucking touchdown, or be up by 17 and have that last touchdown by 10.
This team have won for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, with trash. So they have not given up. They're a scrappy team. I'll take Cincy with the points on this one.
No, I still think they'll get their piss beat out of them here by this team. This team are like rolling now into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They're going to be dangerous. Like, I don't think people are going to want to play this team. Like, who are the number? Who are the four seeds going to be? Here in the AFC, I think it's going to be the Titans. Or is there someone that's going to be qualifying lower than them? Chiefs turned. Yeah, Titans, I think. That's going to be an interesting game, because it's actually good as someone who's backed the Chiefs to win the AFC, mm-hmm. if the Titans fucking Ravens play each other and one of them gets rid of the other one, remember, this is a big fucking revenge game for Baltimore as well, because the Titans have fucked them up now two times in a row. So if they end up playing each other in the playoffs, which could happen mm-hmm. next week, I mean, is that where the Ravens are now? They're number five, right? So they're just going to be trying to be holding on to five. They've gone all the way up to five, haven't they? From being
I couldn't
five.
Tell you.
They were number nine 2 weeks ago.
Let's see.
I think they're now number five. The NFL playoff picture on their website, they haven't fucking managed to fix it all week. Which means I'm absolutely useless.
Let's see. When I go to the conference, Baltimore is, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 is Tennessee right now.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, there's a bunch. Baltimore is close to the bottom. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. It's like, it's that whole group, though. You got Indy, Cleveland, Baltimore, Miami, and then Tennessee. So it's like that last place that they're fighting to get into.
So Miami is holding number five at the moment. But if we go over the assumption that they... Is that right?
Miami is fifth, but that's that logjam of 10 wins. So they could be fucking gone with... If they lose and Baltimore and Cleveland win, they're fucking out of there. It's shit like that.
Yeah, but Baltimore will get the fifth seed. So I think the Baltimore will end up playing Tennessee. And that's an interesting game, as I said, because Tennessee have beaten them twice. Mm-hmm. And these are the two most dangerous fucking teams in the playoff. The other thing is that when they're coming through as 4 and 5, barring a major fucking upset in any of the other games where we get like a fucking... You know, like the number fucking seven, like the number seven seed coming through. Mm-hmm. Who's that going to be? So, yeah, if we get like a Cleveland beating a Buffalo or something like that, barring that kind of result happening, this Ravens team and this Tennessee team are going to be the first team that play the Chiefs in the next round of the playoffs, which is going to be fucking difficult for the Chiefs. I think that's going to be the most difficult game, because I don't think they're going to have a problem getting past Buffalo or Cleveland or Pittsburgh or the Colts. I don't think KC are going to have a problem against any of those. It's these two fucking teams. It's Lamar Jackson. It's Derrick Henry. It's these two fucking players and these two teams I think are the fucking dangerous ones in the AFC.
Here's a game we'll spend 5 seconds on, the ones that don't matter. Minnesota and Detroit. Minnesota is favored by 7. I think that they, if I have to, I'm taking Minnesota. However, I think they'll win by 7. 1-6-9, the other one's 5-10.
Yeah, and the other one, I think we saw Detroit last time lose by, what the fuck was it, fucking 47-7.
Jesus.
Wasn't it 47-7? Wasn't it like 40-0?
I don't know. That's a fucking, that's a rape.
I swear, like, Tampa were up by like fucking 30 points or something.
Oh, yeah, the Tampa on Detroit. I thought you meant the last time Minnesota and Detroit played. Yeah, they fucking, yeah. It was like, yeah, 47-7 or something like that.
Yeah. This team have quit. I just think Minnesota will win this game easy.
Jacksonville going into Indy. Jacksonville can now try to fucking win because it doesn't matter. Although Indy is favored by 14. I don't like when spreads are that fucking big. Indy needs to win, but they need to win. They don't need to win by 100. They just need to win. So, and this is, do you remember the first time they ever played? First game of the year. Jacksonville's only win.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
They won, they won from behind.
Yeah, I wouldn't take I wouldn't touch this game because it's 14 fucking points. But I would say, of course, Indy wins this fucking game.
I think Indy wins and covers 14 points. I think I like to take all the teams that are trying to win to get through to the playoffs.
Now, I think here is one that's, this one's killing me on just straight up pick and win or loss. The Chargers against the Chiefs, because everyone's sitting down for the Chiefs, but is it still enough for the Chargers to beat them? It's, they're favored by 3.5.
Yeah.
I hate this game. I don't even want to pick just winner and loser of this game. That's how fucking scared I am of it. I guess if I'm picking just winner and loser, I'm saying the Chargers because I don't think anyone's going to play in it for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I still think that's a dumb move to sit down for 2 fucking weeks. I always think that's a bad idea. It's too much time. It's rusty.
I think Herbert's chasing out the Rookie of the Year award, mm-hmm. and he's trying to put up all decent numbers every week. So I think for him, I think they'll come out and play, and they'll win this game. Like I said, teams that are going to sit all of their players, mm-hmm. you just can't fucking take them.
No.
Like, you can't take the Steelers. You can't take the Chiefs here because your first team players in this kind of divisional game. The Chargers and Chiefs was close with all of the main roster people out there,
mm-hmm.
in the first, right? Do you remember?
Yeah.
The Chiefs.
They were close,
I just saw it was an overtime game.
Yeah, it was back and forth for sure, and they had trouble with them. So, yeah, I guess you would take the charge.
It wasn't an overtime game. It was like, I thought the Chiefs won that game in overtime against the Chargers last time. I mean, regardless, it was close. Mm-hmm. And here you're taking out all of the players that already played a close game. And the only way the Chargers don't win this and cover easily is if they somehow fucking play down. But I don't see why they would.
Yeah. Let's see. The Jets going into New England, another one that does not matter. Belichick actually gets some time off to fucking, yeah, have some time off this year and sit at home. They're -3. That's the Patriots. I would say they win by more than 3 against the Jets here to close out the year.
Yeah, that's a really fucking embarrassing line because they were 7-point favorites to win when they went to the Jets,
mm-hmm.
and now like 3-point favorites at home. Like, the Jets aren't fucking that good. They haven't like improved that dramatically where they're going to finish the season off of like 3 fucking wins. Then again, it just depends. Will Bill Belichick allow his players to fucking just not turn up for this game?
I don't think so. Not him. He's not I need a draft pick. He's like, fuck you. I'm not letting the Jets. He hates the Jets. That was the whole fucking thing with him and the Jets. So I can't imagine he's going to try to allow this to happen.
Yeah. I think that team, yeah, that part of it in particular, yeah.
And he's going for records of having the most wins ever. So every win counts for him. Let's see. Dallas goes into the Giants. Dallas is a favored here by 2.5. I think Dallas wins this, and I would take them with the 2.5, giving up 2.5.
I've seen him as a 1-point favorite.
If you could find it for that, I would fucking jump. But I like when it's under the fucking 3, you know, all that shit. I'm like, okay, I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I'm seeing Dallas as a 1-point favorite, so I would take them here anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that's worrying me the most is the other game in that division, because that was a pick'em at the start of last week, and now the fucking football team are 3.5-point favorites, so I don't know what that means. It worries me. It makes me feel like they think Washington are going to win that game easily.
I think Washington wins that at 3.5. I mean, it's going to be all the defense, and Alex Smith is back. They got rid of fucking Haskins, who's a fucking cancer. How unbelievable is that? They drafted him as the fucking starter the other year, and they're like, you're trash. Goodbye. They just fucking release. They don't even care. Like, goodbye. Fuck off.
I think that there was a lot of fucking personal issues in that involved in that. I think he's a fucking troublemaker.
Yeah, and also his coach is recovering from cancer, and he's the one getting in trouble not wearing masks at places that could kill his coach if he brings it to him. Shit like that. It's like, it's fucking grow up.
Yeah, like I said, it's all personal stuff. I don't think that it's down to, I mean, they were saying like because of his arm, and whatnot, he'll be able to find another team eventually. And there'll be teams looking at him next season, but sure. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, as backup, that's fine too. What are you thinking for the Dallas when you think they're covering the 2.5?
Well, I only got one here, okay. But I think they'll win and cover. Yeah, okay. But I'm just more worried about the other game.
Okay, Atlanta and Tampa. This is 6.5. Tampa Bay is favored by. Atlanta scares me because they lose, but they're fucking, they don't go away. Like, they should have beat the fucking, this is the Atlanta all year, this Atlanta. They had the fucking Chiefs. It was over. And they fucking missed the field goal now. It's like everything they could do wrong. They do onsides kick. That's fucking wrong. They fucking throw an interception to lose a game. That's fucking wrong. They allow a last second touchdown. That's wrong. Now they miss a kick. So they have, like, covered every fucking way possible. The only thing left is a kickoff return that makes them lose.
I think that it's more important than on the NFC side than the AFC side to retain this seeding, you know, because on the other side, there's not a lot of difference between 5, 6, 7, whatever. But here, you get the number 5 seed, right?
Yeah.
It's basically a bye.
Because you're going.
You're playing with the AFC, the NFC East.
Yeah.
And that's currently where Tampa Bay is sitting.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to want to fucking win this game. They're not going to want to give up their bye through to the next round. So I think that they'll win this game and cover with the motivation that they get the fucking easy trip to Dallas or Washington, New York, or wherever the fuck they're going to destroy a team next week, because they're just so fucking lucky. They've had a shit season. Their defense has underperformed. Their quarterback looks like fucking trash.
Yeah.
Yet they're sitting 11-5. They're going to get a fucking bye week next week. I mean, they're going to have to go and play a practice match and beat the piss out of some NFC East joke team. But, I mean, they're still going to ultimately get themselves through to the, you know, to the last four teams in the NFC, which is crazy because Tampa have underperformed all season.
Mm-hmm. Now, New Orleans is favored by 6.5 going into Carolina. They need to win.
Well, realize, you know who's going to play Tampa in the first fucking, and we're going to fucking play them because they're going to come up, they're going to come past through as a number 5.
You know what? That's very fucking interesting, because then that's a revenge game because of the beating that old Tom gave you guys.
Oh, when they come to the cold, we're going to beat the fucking piss out of them. Like Tom Brady's pussy little 50-year-old fingers are going to break in the cold.
Because, yeah, Tom's never played in the cold before.
Oh, fuck you. I don't give a shit. We're gonna run the fucking score up on these assholes.
Oh, will you kill yourself if fucking Tom does it to you again? Fucking, because you know Rodgers in the playoffs. He don't like the playoffs.
Tom.
You'll be rooting for this. You'll be dying to get a hold of Tom.
50-year-old cheating fucking Tom Brady's not
careful what
Lambeau
you wish
Field.
For. Careful not what you wish for.
Coming into Lambeau Field in January and fucking winning anything.
Hey, listen, you got a first win and not have and have home field advantage. First of all, you imagine they blow this whole thing and it's because of the fucking Bears. Oh my God. New Orleans, you taking them to win this by more than 7? I think that's might be one of my locks as well, to tell you the truth.
What's that? Where do we?
New Orleans goes into Carolina, and they're favored by 6.5.
Oh, okay. We're still on a Tampa game. Yeah, I think they'll win and cover. Mm-hmm. I think they'll continue to. So it's a win and cover until they get through to the. I think they're going to be in that NFC championship game. I think from last week, I did say that this team will start to click into gear. Mm-hmm. Although the defense didn't look that great when they were fucking going back and forth for a bit last week. So that may be concerning. It's not a concern when you're playing the Carolina Panthers, but it might be a concern for the rest of the playoffs when you're going back and forth for people, because you shouldn't be going back and forth with the Vikings. So that may be something where they need to sharpen up defensively, because it was fucking Kamara scoring. Fucking, we didn't even talk about that fucking guy. I know it was my lock last week. We talked about it as being my lock.
Oh, yeah. But
we didn't talk about this motherfucker scoring 6 touchdowns.
He broke Al Bundy's record.
They sat him down on the goal line at one point, and
I was pissed that they did that. I'm like, come on, you could fucking break the record, and they don't fucking use him? That's insane.
And then later on, they were like, go on and go get it.
Yeah. Tennessee is favored by 7.5 in Houston. I think this, it scares me with that damn half, even if it was just, you know what, I'm actually more comfortable that it's half than just 7, because you figure, okay, well, you know, 7 is 7, so fuck. God, it does scare me, but I would take them if I had to.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to see out of the division, and the other problem is that fucking Texans are just finishing like fucking trash. I mean, they've lost the last couple of weeks to the fucking Bears, and they got trounced by the Bears. They lost to the Bengals at home. So what are they fucking going to do here? Like, they gave up, I think, that from the time where they had receivers banned. And from that point, their faint chances of getting into these playoffs was all over. I mean, they didn't have a chance anyway, but they haven't even tried to maintain a respectable record towards the end. You know, mm-hmm. how some teams try to play to at least get to 8-8 or you know, do as best that they can. They haven't done that. And they're very much a fucking one-man team, this Texans team.
Good.
Go on.
A game that doesn't matter is Vegas going into Denver. And Vegas is favored by 2.5. Denver's been playing. They play very good defense. Obviously, it's Vic Fangio, and that's what this team is made of, is defense. I would take Las Vegas in a nothing matters game to win by more than 2.5.
This should matter, because Vegas won that game against Miami last week, and then they fucked it. Like,
amazing that game, and I had I had Miami too, and I was like, oh my God, like, pulled it out.
I had Miami -3, so I didn't give a shit. But yeah, I mean, that was fucking catastrophic, and it's just kind of been the way, the sort of thing the Raiders have done. And I think when you're coming into this game, going into fucking Denver, it's like, you want it to be done. Like, you've suffered enough emotional torment throughout the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
Denver team have played really well. I mean, how many of the last few games have they won? I'm sure they're on a relatively decent run.
You know, flat out, I could look real quick back here weekly. Let's see. Last week, Denver, Broncos. Where are they? Last week, they lost to the Chargers, barely. Week before that, they lost to the Bills. Week before that, let's see. Where are they? Week before that, they won barely against the Panthers. And then we'll go back to week 13. And
that's where they lost to the Chiefs just about, but they covered, didn't they?
Let's see.
They played in the Chiefs a few weeks before that. I think they beat the Dolphins.
Yeah, it was 16-22. They lost, so they haven't been the best. I still think Vegas should end out their season correctly. They had better hopes than this, and they should actually be in the playoffs. But a couple fuck ups.
I'm gonna take Denver to win this game.
Okay.
I think like their heads are gonna be the Vegas heads are just not gonna be there.
You have Seattle needing to win because they need a couple things to happen for them to have home field, first round bye, all that shit. Like, they need New Orleans to lose, they need Green Bay to lose, and they need to win. So they're playing the 49ers. I think they will win, and they're favored by 7. I think they cover this, actually. 49ers do look so much better when Kittle is playing, but I think with Seattle needing to fucking win, I think this is they start beating the shit out of them pretty much here.
This is funny because didn't they play this game a year ago? I remember watching this game coming back. Me and Nick Austin went to the Giants and the Eagles, and we were coming back, and the last game on Sunday night was Seattle and the 49ers, and it was for the division, mm-hmm. I think. And Seattle got robbed on the fucking goal line.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well. Totally. Remember that, yeah.
And now look at the 49ers. They're not even in the playoff picture. Like, they're a complete joke.
They're talking about trading with the Jets to get that second pick.
I don't know. I think I might just take the 7 points here because I may need the 49ers to win this game, depending on what happens with our game with the Bears. I mean, but it's all going to be fucking head-to-head. Like, the way it's all been flexed, it's not going to be a case of we play the Bears.
And then you and watch.
And we can see. No, it's all going to be going on at the same time.
Yeah, which is pretty good that they do that now.
Yeah, I'd prefer to know, but yeah, I guess. Yeah. I'm going to take the 7 points.
Okay. The last game, we talked about this earlier, and it's Arizona and the Rams. Now, if Murray is playing, take this and run with it, and it's 3 points for Arizona.
The last game is Eagles and Washington, isn't it?
But we already talked about the Eagles and Washington. We went through them a bit. I'm just going in the order of how I have it all written down. But I think this is the most, who the fuck knows game. I would say people wait until to see for sure who's playing, because you know for a fact the Rams are not playing Goff, and you have the AAFL quarterback who is going to be the fucking quarterback for the Rams. Unless he turns into Kurt Warner and they didn't know what he had. I'm fucking saying Arizona wins this. I really won't be terribly upset by Chicago losing to Green Bay as long as Arizona wins. I do not want the Bears to then back into the playoffs, because then it's like, look, we made the playoffs. No. You didn't make no damn playoff. You fucking, someone help you. They beat Green Bay, that you deserve to go. God bless you, because Green Bay is fucking good. And you beat a rival, all that shit. But don't lose and then fucking have this one lose. No. Fuck that. And I want everybody fired. And I think that's the way to have people fired. To lose to your biggest fucking rival. To keep you out of the playoffs. That will get you fired as you walk off the fucking field. So, I do want the horse-tooth jackass Arizona Cardinals to win this. And I think they will if Murray is playing. If Murray is not playing, I will take the Rams just because defense.
So there's no information about that at all?
No, but I think it is looking more because it's like questionable. They don't say doubtful. They say questionable. And this is football, and you need something badly. And to get to a next round, he's got to play. And the result, it's showing that they're favored by 3. He has to be playing. I don't think they would be favored if that was the case.
Yeah, I guess so.
Locks. I have my 2 here. My first one is for New Orleans to beat Carolina by more than 6.5. And my second one is Green Bay to win by more than 6.
more than six.
Yes, the point is they're favored. Green Bay is favored by six, so they need to win by more than six.
Okay, so I got the Saints by just six, okay. And the Packers minus four here.
Wow. See, on ESPN, it's fucking six.
I swear the ESPN is old. Like, I'm sure it's like the original lines or whatever, whereas the betting lines are more updated.
Well, I'll go to my betting site and see, because if it's less than fucking six, it grab that shit even fucking quicker.
I'm telling you, it's four.
That's crazy if it's fucking four.
You can check.
I would actually give them more fucking points. Let's see. Let's scroll here. Yeah, it's four in my betting. Yeah. And like you said, with what was... They don't even have the other game. They don't have New Orleans up on my betting.
Mm.
So something must be going on. But those are the lines that I've given it to you on. And so if you can find it for four, it's not even a question. But I'm taking it even if it was six. What do you got?
Difficult one. Difficult to find an actual look. There's just a few things that are just outside of, I mean, there's just slightly too many points for the Ravens and slightly too many points for the Colts. Like, these are games where if Colts were like 10, I'd take them. If Ravens were, you know, 9.5, whatever, you'd take them.
Yeah.
You don't want to play like 13 and 14 and whatnot. And, I mean, here in this other, you know, I think the Bills should be able to beat the Dolphins at home. There's no doubt in my mind. The Patriots should be able to beat the Jets at home.
Mm-hmm.
But whether you want to, like, lock these fucking games up and sit there and tell people to put their own fucking money in them, it's just a difficult thing. I'm like you with this whole Murray situation. I think that if Kyler Murray's playing, you want to take the Cardinals -3, but I'm trying to figure out if this line is factored into Murray actually playing.
I think that is. I think that's 100% what is factored into it. I think they're assuming he's fucking playing. And I mean, I think if we give people that addendum where it's, you know, this is our thoughts if he is playing. Otherwise, so, do this.
How important do you think Goff actually is? So if Goff doesn't play, who comes in?
It's a guy from the AAFL that's never done anything ever except play in that league. So you don't know. I mean, fuck, the guy could be the next fucking star. You go, oh my God, look at what we have. Because everyone shit on Warner. And look, he went to the fucking Hall of Fame.
So essentially what are they going to be doing? Running the ball?
I think so. And a couple of passes here and there. And basically relying on their fucking defense.
All right. I think that if Murray plays here and that is the situation, then Arizona should easily win this game. The 3 points is not really that important. For a secondary, fucking hell. This is actually a good cover for my other plays. I'm going to have money anyway, regardless, on Washington. I'm going to have money on Washington, but that's going to be more on the money line as opposed to be them covering 3.5. But if they win, they should be covering 3.5. You know what? Leave that one, so I'm going to have money on it anyway. I think my secondary here will have to be the Packers -4, okay. Because throughout the season, this is nothing to do with Green Bay. It's more down to do with Cavs throughout the season, where I've been on the Bears, and he's told me you shouldn't be on the Bears.
I know my team.
It was a situation, I think, when they were at home against the Minnesota Vikings, and I took like 3.5 points. It was, and I said, you know, 3.5 points in a divisional game between two teams are not bad. He goes, you shouldn't take 3.5 because I still think they'll lose by more than that. And then there was a week where I sent him a ticket, and it was like, I've taken the Texans to beat the Bears. And he was like, this is a game we can actually win.
Yeah, and I go, no, now you got it wrong. This is the opposite. Yeah, so.
Right about that too. So if you're saying that, you know, you take it down to six and then you're seeing this four And that's something that, you know, makes you raises your ire to the point where you're thinking, Jesus, this is like a must bet situation, because we're clearly going to get butt fucked by at least four. Mm-hmm. I think that one would be a good secondary, whether it be Green Bay or not. Green Bay, and my allegiance to Green Bay, is not swayed by this play at all. This is just essentially Cav being able to make the right calls with the Bears throughout most of the year.
Yeah. The backup for the Rams is the third guy, because their normal guy tested positive for COVID, so that's why he's not playing. And Kyler Murray was reported on the 30th saying, "There is no holding me back. My leg, I'll be fine." So he gonna fucking play.
He got hurt right at the end.
Last play, yeah. And they're like, they don't know how severe this and that. This is football. Unless he's unable to fucking do anything at all, he's fucking playing. So that's that. That's it. That's our fucking picks, and that is week 17. Next week, we'll be back with you for our playoff picks, and there'll be less to do. But this one, you're going to want to get in on, because this is the last one to do all 17, the week 17, all the games for all the teams. And we made it all the way through without any games getting canceled, getting pushed back to Wednesdays, getting pushed back to Tuesdays. We had one where we had football 5 days a week, which was interesting. So that's it. And a tear drops my fucking eye. As Ric Flair would say, right? With a tear in my eye, it's week 17. Now go make some money.